Dovi Groves.
Good evening. Shus, my father. After we count the sphere, the minig is to say, Rachamon hu yachse lonu tzavoydes bis hamikdash m'koyma. What's the minig? What's where does it come from, this minig, to say Rachamon hu yachse lonu tzavoydes bis hamikdash? What's bis hamikdash got to do with? Yeah, we'll get to the l'shem yichud soon. We're going to go around the tefillahs we say before and after So after we say this, we'll start from after the sphere first. It's simpler. After the sphere Sa'ima, we say, Rachman Yachse, Lona, Beit Space and Mikdosh. Why, after the sphere, do we daven for the Beit and Mikdosh? What's the connection? So the Shulchan Aruch Rav, he explains that Bizman Azeh, there's no mitzvah to count the sphere. There's no Korban Oima. And sphere is dependent, the mitzvah deraisa is dependent on Korban Oima. If there's a Korban Oima, then we have to, from when we bring the Korban Oima, we count the sphere. Nowadays there's no Korban Oima, there's no mitzvah to count the sphere. So therefore, nowadays we're only counting it, Zeichel LeMikdash. Chazal Masakim count the Oima, Zeichel LeMikdash. Therefore we say, after we count the Oima, we ask Hashem, please restore the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe we'll be able to mekayim the mitzvah of the Raisa of Sfir Sa'im. Let's try in the Harachamon. So where does this Harachamon come from? Someone says it's a Tosis in Megillah. Tosis in Megillah, he brings it down as a Kasha. Tosis there says, why do we say Harachamon? Tosis doesn't use the word Harachamon. He calls it Yehiratzen. Why do we say Yehiratzen after Sfiris HaOmer, and we don't say Yiratzen after Netilah Sulav, after blowing the shofar? That's Tosis Kasha over there. So Tosis, we see, had this Harachamon. Actually, he was going to Yiratzen. The Shulchan Aruch Rav said before, also said Yiratzen. He didn't say Harachamon. The Mishnah Berurah also brings Yishneng and Loma Yiratzen. But if you look in the Aruch HaShulchan, he Taka brings down that we say after a Sfiris HaOmer, either Yehiratzen or Harachamon. So he brings down the Nusach we've got of Harachamon. So that's the Harachamon Yachselon. Let's go weiter. After that, there's some more noig to say the capital Tevilim, Alikim Yechonenu. Why this capital, Alikim Yechonenu? So it's brought down Mishnah Berurah, he doesn't bring the reason down. The Shulchan Aruch Rav, he brings it down and he says, some people say mitam hayadua lahem, for the reason which is known to them. Smashma, something more higher than our understanding. But Aruch HaShulchan, he again comes and saves us. He says that the reason why I would say it is because there's 49 words in this capital, so that's why we say this capital. That's also something else I can't remember where, that there's 7 psukim, another reason why we say it. So even by yourself?
By yourself.
Oh. So then we go weiter, and some people have the minig to say Ono B'Koyach and Ribbono Shel Olam. So where does this Ono B'Koyach come from and Ribbono Shel Olam? So the Maaseh Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring it down at all. The Shulchan Aruch does bring it down. And again he writes, Mitam HaYodua Lahem, he doesn't disclose where it comes from, this Ono B'Koyach and Ribbono Shel Olam. But the Shulchan Aruch Rav does bring it down, and people say the Maaseh of the Aruch HaShulchan, he brings it down, but he's not so happy about saying it at all. He says, "V'yesh misifin oy techina rucha umarbim binyonim hamusutorim." Some people add this long tefillah, and they say a lot of these hidden things. Rabim Gagdolim is Sramu Aze. A lot of the Gdolim cried against it. There are things which are standing in the higher heavens. It's not fitting to publicize it. He's not very happy about people saying it. But nowadays we are knowing to say it. So Shulchan says we are knowing to say it, although he's not happy with it. We all know to say this on the Bekeach and Yibayna Shalaylam. But the Chayk Yaakov on the Shulchan Aruch, he's not happy at all. He says you shouldn't be saying it. His Lashon is, V'chadoshim mikorev bo'u, new people came recently, but Bitu Nusach Sphere Al Pisoid, the Kabonas Aspheres, they made this new Nusach Al Pisoid, and the Stat Pashe Dovose Beine Hamoin, and this has become spread out amongst the people, Keilu Kolorites, a little Sashem Yobu Yitel, as if everybody who wants he can stop saying these Kabbalistic words. And he carries on, Loi Noel Exil Kovoid, Ki Kovid Lekim Hestedova. It's calling people who say Exil. And it's not correct, and Kovil Kim Hestedova, so he's not very happy about it. So we've got, on the one hand, the Aruch Shulchan says people do it, we've got the Shulchan Aruch Rav who says people do it, obviously plenty of people say we do it, but the point is just if people feel that Avada, somebody's minig is to say Avada is the right thing to do, to follow the minig, or somebody who's minig is not to say it, so then there's Makurus not to say it as well, they shouldn't dafka chapiton. There's Shtak and Makuris against it. Oh. Let's go now to the before Sfiris HaEmer. L'shem Yichud Kudsha. So we'll leave that for the moment. And we'll jump to the L'kayim Mitzvah Saseh. So we say, I want to know L'kayim Mitzvah Saseh. Is Sfiris HaEmer Mitzvah Saseh L'maisa or not? So the Ran on the Rif, at the end of Pesachim, he says, Rav Poskim hold. That Sfiris HaEmer nowadays is not deraisa. So he said, why are we saying, if Rav Poskim says it's not deraisa, why are we saying, I want to mekayim a mitzvah saseh? So Rav Vadi Yosef in his Tshuva Sefer Yechava Das, he brings down there a Tshuva, says somebody asks him on the 49th day of the HaEmer, can you say in the L'shem Yichud, we say, Usfatun Lechem Roch Zashabos, Sheva Shabos is Temimos. So he says, can I say on the 49th day, Sheva Shabbos is Temimos? Because I'm saying it's 7 full weeks, I've counted the Omer. Yeah, if somebody asks you what day it is, you don't say what today is, you say what yesterday is. On the 49th day, can I say, Sheva Shabbos is Temimos? So the person asked him. Maaseh, the Kaf HaChaim says, you shouldn't say it. You shouldn't say Sheva Shabbos is Temimos on the 49th day. Well, this person asked Rabbi Avadi Yosef whether you should say it or not. Maaseh, Paskins, you can. He says, firstly, you didn't say Hayoim. So it brings down Shittas who say, if somebody asks you what the day is, and you say 49, the, you can still make a bracha. You didn't say today is 49. He brings down another reason. He says, I didn't intend to count. I just intended to say the Pasuk. So he says, no problem at all. You can say Sheva Shabbos is Temimos on the 49th day. Or he carries on and he says, oh, but why are you saying this Pasuk at all? I don't understand why you're saying this Pasuk. Why are you saying Mitzvah Saseh and saying this Pasuk? It's not Mitzvah Saseh. So he says, you shouldn't say the Pasuk, you shouldn't say Mitzvah Saseh. He says, you should say, Hari anachnu borim lekayim Mitzvah Saseh sa'im elasis ruach, nachas ruach le'yitzeinu. Just say, I want to now mekayim the Mitzvah of Saseh sa'im, nachas ruach for the Eivishter, and that's it. Don't mention Saseh, don't mention Psukim. And he ends off with a shomim yinom, v'aleim tovi brocha v'toiv. Those who listen will be pleasant, and they should become brocha v'toiv. So, we're not saying what to do over here, but that's a Rav Avadi Yosef's brocha for those who listen to him. Then, Moshe Halberstam, in Shalos Tshuvos Divrei Moshe, he goes further, and he says, l'choy we say so ourselves. As we said before, when we start off with, hinini mochon v'zom l'kai mitzvah say, oh, I'm on to now l'kai mitzvah say. We count the Omer, and then we say, Harachamon, Yachzelon, Avoid a space Hamikdosh. We said before, and why are we saying Harachamon? Because it's not a mitzvah saseh, and we want to be able to mekayim the mitzvah saseh. So we ask the Eibishter, give us a base Hamikdosh, we mekayim the mitzvah saseh. So make up your mind, are we doing a mitzvah saseh, or are we not doing a mitzvah saseh? So he's also not happy with saying the mitzvah saseh. The Maisa Machavusar, Chanoich Liebman, he was married to me, he says, the Mishnah Brewer brings down. To say this harachamon, and the Shatzin says the mekoy is the sheboi lehaleket. And the chayra, I haven't looked it up, but the chayra looks like that the sheboi lehaleket holds that the bialocha brought him down early when he was bringing shitters who say it's deraisa. He brought down the sheboi lehaleket. So if the sheboi lehaleket holds, it's a deraisa, and Apal Pikein is still saying harachamon. So he says the Mishnah Brewer says. The Shatzin's King Kosheboil Alek, of course, every time Shum Yom Hanaf, then a column to Zain Shasur Machiles Chodosh, Mitakons Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. So we're davening this Harachamon that we should have the Beis HaMikdash back so that the Yom Hanaf should be mutter from the time when we bring the Omer. So it does seem to be Efsha that although we brought beforehand from Tosfos it was Mashman, and from the Aruch HaShulchan it was Mashman, the Rachman is asking for the Beis HaMikdash because we're not being Mekan Nitzah Deraisa. But Ken Zayin, Ishbola HaLeket, holds, even if you hold Nitzah Deraisa, you can say the Harachim on, and we're not referring to the mitzvahs of, we're asking for the Beis HaMikdash not for the Sfiras Omer, but for the Yom HaNaf. Well, but Maitre Moshe HaMishdam asked the Kasha, and he's not happy with saying mitzvahs are saying. Moshe Shtemuch also in Truas Van Hoggers, he also asks, he says, the Chori should be over the Issa Bal Tosef. If Rav Yishonim hold that Sfiras Omer nowadays is not a mitzvah asay, he says, the Rambam says, if a person says about Bosa Oif B'cholov is a deraisa, yeah, Bosa Oif is only the Issa Derabonon B'cholov, yeah, only Bosa Behemah is a deraisa. If a person says about Bosa Oif B'cholov is a deraisa, he's over Bal Tosef. So for Ekdra Moshe, if you say, I want to Mekayim the mitzvah asay or Sfiras Omer, you're over Bal Tosef. That's his kasha. So he says, don't say the word asay. I want to become the mitzvah. Then says Vaita, but then you're going to say the posuk, Kamosha Kosa Batoya. Kamosha Kosa Batoya is mashma. I'm doing the mitzvah which written in the Torah. So he says, don't say that either. Say Ver Kosa Batoya. So it's Harina Mechav and Nakaya mitzvah Sfiras Omer. Ver Kosa Batoya Sfatam Lachem. It's also written in the Torah. Chazal on the second, Zechel Mikdosh, a mitzvah because there is a mitzvah in the Torah which I can't be Mekayim now. He says with this also he deems another problem he had. He says the Rizal, the end of Psachim writes, why don't we say Shechayonu on Sfiras Omer? So Rizal answers because Sfiras Omer is only Drabonon. So for Chaim, what do you mean it's only Drabonon? We say Shechayonu on Drabonon as well. So Chaim said was Miyashevit with the Gemara in Menachos. The Gemara in Menachos brings Amema down. Amema says we only count nowadays Yomim and not Shavuos. Why only Yomim and not Shavuos? Because it's only a Drabonon mitzvah. Say we only count therefore Yomim. It's only Sfiras Omer is only a Drabonon. We only count Yomim. Freidu Chayim. Why would Chazal Masakan Drabonon in Deraisa? Deraisa is a mitzvah of Yomim and Shavuos. So Chazal should have been Masakan Drabonon also Yomim and Shavuos. Drabonon in Deraisa. So the answer is there's two types of Drabonons. There's a Rabbon Chazal took the mitzvah deraisa, which only applied bizman habayis, and they said, we want to extend this mitzvah and it should apply even bizman hazeh. So, but that wasn't shaykh over here by Sfiras Omer. Sfiras Omer was dependent on the korban Omer. The mitzvah in the Torah is bring the Omer and then count. Yeah, if you're not bringing the Omer, that's not the mitzvah in the Torah. To count stamazay, there's no mitzvah in the Torah. It's a mitzvah to bring the Omer and then to count. So Chazal nowadays couldn't extend the mitzvah deraisa and say, I want you to count nowadays even though there's no Beis HaMikdosh, because there's no Omer. So what are you doing? So Chazal Masakan, a whole new mitzvah over here. Chazal Zeicha LeMikdosh, the Masakan, because we can't do the mitzvah deraisa Sfiras Omer, the Masakan, a whole new mitzvah Zeicha LeMikdosh of Sfiras Omer. So on that, and that's what the result means, on a mitzvah, the Rabbonim, which is Zeichel HaMikdosh, there's no din Shechayonim. So therefore says Rav Moshe Shtembuch, we're weiter stuck. If we say, K'moshe Kosev HaToyah Sfat Lechem Rochon HaShabbos, it's nothing to do with the Torah. It's not the Torah, it's not, the Chazal never told me do the mitzvah which is written in the Torah, even though you're not mechuyim midraisa. Chazal never told you do that mitzvah. Chazal told you to do a whole new mitzvah, a completely different mitzvah. So made it by saying v'kos of a Torah, I'm gaining that problem as well, that you'll say v'kos of a Torah, Chazal on the second, zeichel mikdash, because there is a mitzvah in the Torah which I can't be mekayim. So Chazal, zeichel mikdash, the second, v'kos of a Torah. So he also says, Rav Moshe also says, he doesn't want you to say mitzvah saseh, and he doesn't want you to say the pasuk. Lemaisa, sorry?
You said
pasuk. Avikosavatoya, yeah. So Lemaisa, in Halichas Shlomo, they bring down from Shlomo Zalman, he said you can't say the kind of mitzvah saseh. He says, because you can call a dinder abonon naseh. It's a mitzvah zasei midrabbanon, and he says kamosha kosev haTorah means chazal umasakin a mitzvah similar to what's written in the Torah. So Shlomo Zalman is not so worried about it. On the other hand, you've got Rishlema Zalman says you can say mitzvahs asay. On the other hand, you've got Ravadi Yosef, you've got Rav Moshe Halberstam, and you've got Havim L'chaim L'chaim, Rav Moshe Shtembuch. They all don't want you to be saying mitzvahs asay. Now let's go to the L'shem Yichud. The Kappa Chaim brings down that one should say L'shem Yichud before he says that he counts V'Yisayim, and he brings a whole long nusach there for saying L'shem Yichud. The Yisayid B'Shoish HaRavayit also brings it down, the Shlah also brings it down. There's a lot of Mekoyos I've added to say this L'shem Yichud, Kud Shabrichu, L'Yachid, Shem Yudke, B'Bavke. There's a lot of Mekoyos to say it. But there is Mekoyos not to. The Shalos Tshuvos Chavos Yore, he writes there that a new Siddur came out from a Talmud Chacham Muchzik B'Toyer V'Yeres Hashem. This Talmud Chacham brought out a new Siddur. He writes there, I was giving a Shia on Stamot Perish on Siddur, on Tefillah, and there was somebody sitting there with this new Tefillah, with this new Siddur. So he said to me, I've got here written here before you put on tzitzis to say L'shem Yichud, and he said to me, can you explain to me what it means? So I said to him that it's only for Talmidei Chachamim Muflogim to say it. So he said to me, okay, I'm not going to say it, but just tell me translation. So I told him that I don't understand it. He got very angry. Why am I not willing to explain it to him? So I told him, I don't understand it, and probably that all the Chachma Kabbalah in our generations don't understand it, and we don't say it. So we see the Chavos Das held that not to say L'shem Yichud. The Ne'ev Yehuda also as well, he writes, L'dati Zero G'doyla. He says it's a bad thing. He says in previous generations, people used to sit and learn Talmud, Bavli, Shalmi, and they used to learn it up Yatov, up Yapoiskim, and they never had this L'shem Yichud. Suddenly nowadays have come these new people. He doesn't say who these new people are, but new people have come along and say that they don't learn Bavli, they don't learn Yerushalmi, but they suddenly, when it comes to davenings and before they do a mitzvah, they want to say L'shem Yichud Kudsha, and it's a bad thing. They're Mecharivya Oilam, and he says on them he says Sadikim Yelchubam V'Chasidim Yikoshlubam. He's not happy with it at all. Maisi says, and he says when the Anshei Knesset Gdoila made brachas, he said they have all the kavanas in mind. When they made the brachas, they knew exactly what they were doing. They knew all the Shem Yichud and had it all in mind. So what are we doing coming along being Moisif? The Tshuva Me'av is a Talmud of the Noid Yehuda. He tells where it comes from, which the Noid Yehuda was referring to when he said it's these people who don't learn anymore. He says it comes from Shabtai Tzvi. He says Shabtai Tzvi made up this L'shem Yichud, and he put in it Shemus of Avodah Zarah. And he calls Shabbat Tzvi Kelev Ra, his bones should be ground. He didn't look up the Lashonis there, not very nice Lashonis or very good Lashonis for Shabbat Tzvi, but he says over there what he thinks of him, and he writes over there not to say it. And the Maisa, he says over there that somebody once went to the Noda Behuda, Sukkot, to get the Lulav Esrog, to shake the Noda Behuda Lulav Esrog, and he started saying Yehiratzen. When the Noda Behuda saw him saying the Yehiratzen, he kept it away from him. So you're not using my lulav if you say L'shem Yichud before Tidus Lulav. So we've got the Shulam Avu, Yichavadas, we've got the Noyid Yudu who say you shouldn't be saying it. But on the other hand, the Chidah, he writes in his Sefer Simcha Seregel, he writes, Al Tashkiach Mashakosa Rav Marino Rav Rabbi Cheskel don't listen to what he writes over there. He got very angry about those who say L'shem Yichud. He writes, he came at Kas, he came at Tos. He says it doesn't come from Shabtai Tzvi. He says it comes from Shem Bayichai, it comes from Narizal. And so, Avada, there is Mekoyos, a very great Mekoyos to say L'shem Yichud. So, just to make a sikkum, we've got the Harachamon, which seems to be a double muskim, the Laman Seach, nothing wrong with saying that either, nobody says anything against that. The Boidishalim afterwards, there's for and against. You've got the Mitzvah Asay, which seems to be quite a lot against saying Mitzvah Asay, Ramosha Shtembuch and Ramosha Halberstam and what's Pshat is the people who are Matfis the Sidurim obviously didn't look into it beforehand. So some people say it. So just because they're catering for everybody. They're not just because something's written in the Siddur doesn't mean that we should be saying it. We've got our Kabbalahs from our Rebbes and our parents and our ancestors. And if their Kabbalah was to say it, then you say it. If their Kabbalah wasn't to say it, then if that's what we take out from the Shia, that if something's written in the Siddur, that doesn't mean that you should be saying it. You have your Kabbalah, and if your Kabbalah was not to say it, then there's reliable Makuris not to say things. The only thing which seems to be quite clear or closer not to say is the Mitzvah Aseh. Another thing is you've got to fall against. Mitzvah Aseh seems quite a lot. Seem to be against saying the mitzvahs are safe. Shkoyach.